A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's UnitedHealthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Question, do you think that like Justin Guarini is just like hanging around at night, you know, he's married with children, mm-hmm. and just goes, texts on his phone, "Hey Kelly, what you up to?" Did they just like text to me? Like, I just saw your commercials on. Or they say, I just saw that they just send each other YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah, he said, "Hey, I just ordered something from Wayfair, Kelly. I thought of you."
Yes, that is my dream. They're still best friends.
When they see one another, they're very kind and happy to see one another. Because really, no one knows what the other experienced more than those two.
They're kind of bonded.
They are bonded. And I'm going to say this. I'm normally not the shame keeper on this show for our listeners. Is that me? Yeah, it's you. And I'm just going to say this. For those of you who didn't know who Justin Guarini was last week, shame on you. Hit that bell. Shame.
Shame.
I don't care how old you are. You should know the first American Idol cast. I didn't watch that season and I knew.
It was 20 years ago, to be fair.
Okay. And thank you for leveling my argument.
And I think no one knew who he was 5 years after, sadly, which is sad. Because he's extremely talented.
Very.
He was
very
in talented. Musical theater and he still looks good. I think he still looks good.
Doesn't age.
We need to move on because I thought way too much time about the fact that they just talked to each other. "Hey, saw it was your mom's birthday. Tell her I said hi."
I really hope that for them.
I don't know why. I want that. And you know, they probably don't text every day, but like every like 6 months, or like maybe they text each other on the day of the American Idol finale.
Like they watch?
No, like of the day that Kelly Clarkson won. But then that was probably the day that Justin lost, so maybe not.
I don't think they were texting that day. I think that's not when they bonded. I think they bonded when they made From Justin to Kelly. They had to go on tour. And they got, people don't realize, they got fucking nothing from doing all that.
I know. We need to move on because no one gives a shit about this but us.
I feel like I could do a 6-episode arc series about From Justin to Kelly, are they still friends? The interdynamics of Justin Guarini and Kelly Clarkson.
I need to know if anybody knows this. I need to know if he's been on her show. And
oh yeah, I'm almost positive because I watch her show.
Okay. I need to know the dynamics of their relationship. I don't know why.
Yeah, he was totally. I'll send you some clips. Yeah, because he does a lot of youth mentoring of kids.
I know.
In the arts.
That's what I do know. Yeah.
And so that's what she had him on the show for. It was like, yeah, he was on in January of 2023, Poodle. They're friends. Is that what you wanted to know?
Yes.
They're friends, Poodle. I'm going to send you this link right now.
There. Y'all, if you're wondering, if you've never seen that film, if you're wondering, did Kelly Clarkson and Justin Guarini have any chemistry? The answer is no.
It was so, I mean, I love that movie for what it was, but it was so bad. I actually thought Justin Guarini was gay. because
he,
I was like,
he gives that energy.
He's not.
Yeah. But
there was such little chemistry with him and Kelly Clarkson.
Theatrical straight men. That's sometimes they'll appear gay on stage. Yeah.
But that's
this is below BDSM, below deck sailing yacht. That was a really long cold open.
Yeah, we're just going to play the theme song. That one, there's not really.
God, I'm a mess. I'm a mess,
today. You're all discombobulated.
This is episode BDSM or BDSY, I should say.
BDSY.
Season 4, episode 4, Lazy Daisy.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
Don't sing that song. It gives me nightmares.
Why?
From that episode, because you heard it over and over and over again.
What episode was
that? Gilmore Girls.
Oh, it was.
That was when Taylor hired them to sing that song constantly.
I forgot about that. I will say that it just flew out of my head. I mean, just popped right out. Riveting.
Riveting.
Riveting. Riveting. Anyway,
Let's just move on.
I'm still thinking about Justin Guarini.
Y'all.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. I remembered.
Say it quickly before it goes away again.
I went to the orthodontist today.
Get your rubber bands off, please, please, please.
No, look, they're still on. See? Mm-hmm. But he said, when I go in June, they're taking all the little bump things off, and I should just go to retainers, and I won't have rubber bands anymore.
How often do you have to wear your retainer?
Probably all the time at first for probably 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
So we're getting there.
At least I don't have to see the rubber bands.
I can't wait till you get it because you've said you need to get this. I hope they make you fucking wear headgear. Oh, that's going to be great.
I just won't wear it. I won't wear it when I podcast. I won't. I absolutely will not. And because it's okay to take it out for an hour, even though you say it's not.
No, you're supposed to take it out. The problem is you're only supposed to take it out 2 hours a day. They want it 22. We podcast so much. If I take my shit out every time we podcast, that's like sometimes 6 hours a day I'm not wearing my retainer. And then I have to wear them longer. You want me to be in pain longer just for your comfortableness?
Yes. Yes, that is true. Not in pain, irritation. It's not really pain. Come on. If you were actually in pain, yeah. You don't realize how much patience it takes to hear that to hear those rubber bands clicking back and forth. We need to move on.
God, it makes me happy. All right, let's do it. Any y'all digital worldwide moment for RuPaul's Drag Race combined with the
drag
ACLU?
Isn't dangerous.
Drag isn't dangerous. Again, we're not hosting it. We're just watching along with you. So on Sunday, May 7th. At I think 5 p.m.
5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. An hour, I think.
We think. You know what? Poodle and I are going to be there for an hour. That's all we're going to get, y'all.
Yeah, I'm not going to spend my Sunday.
I'm not doing a three-hour telethon, no.
No.
But we are going to be there. So you just buy a ticket. It's on our Linktree, on our Linktree link on our Instagram or TikTok or wherever you go to that. You are on the website. Click on that and you can buy a ticket to the moment. And then once you buy the ticket to that, you can watch it wherever you watch it. And then on your phone,
Discord with us
on your phone or on your tablet, you're going to need to download the Discord app. And we're going to have another link that will be the Discord link that Poodle's going to put up in our Linktree and in our Facebook group. And you click on that little link after you've created a little disc. It sounds complicated, but actually Discord is really easy. Yeah. The last time we did a Discord, we had no Carl's wives that were confused. You know what? We have that thing.
Couple.
We have that little sign that says, this many days since a Carl's wife was confused. Y'all, we've only made it up to 5.
Yeah, there's always one. I will say, if you listen to what we say carefully, and sometimes it is our fault.
A lot of times it is.
Most of the time, unless you jump the gun and go, where is it? Where is it? And you come in with your head on or your hair on fire. Mm-hmm. You're going to miss things. So take a breath. I promise it's there.
We get excited too. We promise drag queens won't explode before you log on. We'll be there. they'll be there.
That's the end of the show.
Anyway.
I think that's it.
I think just the normal stuff. We're you guys, our episode with Cara Berry dropped of Seeking Brother Husband, the finale of that, or that will drop tomorrow. Yeah. So be sure to listen to that. That's going to be on the free feed, actually, because it's an interview. So we're excited to cover that finale. I'm excited to talk about it with her. The show's kind of a snooze, but.
Oh, yeah. You'll find out if Miss Tiger wears white at the commitment ceremony. True. Do Vincent and Dustin make an Eiffel Tower with Kim?
Maybe.
Will Alyssa be attacked by a mob trying to slap her blue blockers off?
Yeah.
And I can barely remember Charla Noble and Madrid.
Yeah. Remember, it's not Noble anymore. They just replaced him on the last day. They just swapped him out.
You remember when when Noble said, "So you're swapping me out?" I'm like, "Well, I don't know if you're really going to get swapped out." They literally swapped him out.
Literally, the Chiron changed it. They just swapped him out.
It's like a soap opera casting change.
Yeah.
For our toe episode that's going to air on Sunday, y'all, I'm going to do a Broadway corner. Poodle's episode of Broadway Corner. Very excited.
I'm actually, for once, looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking about Tony nominations, surprises, shutouts, my picks, and congratulating my friend and student who got a nomination.
Ooh, I'll prepare for this one. You can have your picks and then I'll have my picks.
You've never seen any of the shows except for like three of them.
But I'll do tarot cards and it'll tell me who's going to win.
Shut up!
No, that's what I'm going to do.
Tony nominations.
I love it. That's how we're going to do it.
That is such a stupid idea.
I love it. I'm excited. Okay, we can move on. I just want to say one more thing. Shout out, I think, to Jeremy Pope and Lil Nas X for winning the Met Gala Awards. They looked fantastic, and I love seeing just queer people in the Met Gala be fantastic.
So those are your two? I don't think I saw a lot of Jeremy Pope. I did see Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
I agree. Queer people did stand up. There were some really amazing things. The men really showed up.
Yeah, I agree.
How could you say that Pedro Pascal did not win, though? Did you see that outfit?
To me, there's no comparison to Jeremy Pope's. No comparison. I don't think I saw
Jeremy Pope's.
I think Pedro Pascal, he's too much of a zaddy right now to not put that into whatever he's wearing. He could wear a Walmart bag and I would jizz over it.
Oh, so you think the ensemble wasn't that I'm projecting his zattiness onto the ensemble.
How can you
ensemble.
Not? Because he's incredible. Yeah. How can you not?
I'll look at Jeremy Pope. I don't think I saw him.
Oh, loved it.
I'll look at that. It sounds like I was there.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think I saw Jeremy Pope when I was on the red carpet. I was behind Diane von Furstenberg.
I was giving a quite frenzied yet aggressive blowjob to a grip behind a camera.
I will say, I want to talk about this with Kara when we do our thing. The cockroach, y'all, bugs are wanting their 15 seconds or 15 minutes of fame. That cockroach at the Met Gala.
I didn't see this.
The cockroach was the news story.
Really?
Yes.
Where was there a cockroach?
It was crawling around.
Really?
Yeah. Y'all, that bug was trying to get its 15 minutes, just like Mothgate. That moth wanted its 15 seconds.
Well, that little motherfucker.
Just Google Met Gala and you will see cockroach news.
Boy, isn't that kind of just a metaphor? For all those people there.
That they're all fucking cockroaches.
Cockroaches.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's true. I liked Brian Tyree Henry, too.
I didn't see what he wore.
It was very royal. I need to look the Jeremy Pope look.
Brian Tyree, yes. His was really good as well.
Yeah.
I got to say, I feel like the men kind of really, they brought it out more than the women. Yeah.
Yeah. Although the Janelle Monáe like three costume changes. Oh. I didn't love the first one where she looked like the mayor from Twas the Night Before Christmas. But as she started taking off everything, I loved it.
I love Janelle Monáe just always. All right.
Me too. And the only thing I didn't love, I think she was this is probably going to get me in trouble. Oh, I think God. She was horribly miscast in Knives Out 2. I think she did not know. I don't think she was the wrong person to play that role.
I didn't see it because people said it was so bad.
You know, it's not that it was bad. It just wasn't good. Well, then, and a lot of people loved the film. I just think the first movie was so much better.
I loved the first one.
Yeah. I feel like she did not have any agency. And the reveal of the movie, I'm not going to give it away, the reveal of the movie kind of verged on that. I don't know.
You sound like your mother when you say that. Your mom says that all the time. All right, 15 let's minutes in. Let's actually talk
let's
about
this. Let's
go
on. You know what? Teabags.
We're going to go to a break. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Not yet.
Okay.
What's your first teabag? I was going to ask
okay,
you.
Okay. My, speaking of cockroaches, they're alive. They're alive. The snails are alive. This freaked me the fuck out. And there is, I couldn't do this. There's no way I could have handled these. But I got to say, as a chef, shouldn't a chef, no matter what, be like, fuck it, I'll do it and just cut into this shit?
You said snails. You mean eels.
Eels. I'm sorry. Yes, eels.
I was like, did I miss snails?
Sorry. I even typed eels. Sorry.
And at one point, it did feel like she ordered it and didn't know what she was going to get. And I guess they do come alive. And Colin had to behead it, which made me ask, what else can't he do? What can Colin not do?
He can do everything. He can do everything.
Everything.
Could you have cut off the head of an eel, or would that have freaked you out?
No, I could do it.
So you could hold it with a hand while it's slithering around in your hand.
Yeah, you just bring your cleaver down. You don't even think
about it. Oh, I can't. But I'm not a chef.
It's true.
I'm not dogging her chef skills, but
I like her. I
like her too, but why? I was shocked that she had never done that before. I thought like she talks about having all this experience and working on lunch. You've never had as a chef and
never beheaded an eel?
Well, yeah.
But no, I think she'd never worked with them before. I think she'd never worked with eel, especially live ones. So, you know what I realized who she reminds me of? It's been driving me crazy.
Who?
It is Jennifer Coolidge's assistant on The White Lotus season 2. What is her name? You never saw season 2 because you haven't watched it. What's her name? Haley Lou Richardson. That's what it is. She looks like her.
I guess, yeah. Kinda.
Riveting. Oh, come on. Google her and you'll see.
Well, I've got a
fucking
list to
Carl's
Google.
Wife.
Cockroach, Haley Lou.
I still think we should just do a show, which is me keeping you up of the things you need to know to be in this world every single week.
And then the segue of this eel thing is, y'all, I really want to go to Australia one day, but every time I hear these stories of people walking in the bathroom and there's a python around their bathtub.
Grew up in the bush.
I'm like, nope, 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 nope. Is there anywhere you can go in Australia that you won't get attacked by wild bugs or animals? Because I just don't know if I can do that.
Sydney, the big cities.
Oh.
I think she grew up in the boonies, it sounds like.
That would be terrible. What would you do if there was... I'd never bathe again if there was a python in my bathtub around
Well,
it.
I would...
Just thinking about it.
I think I would have the frame of mind to say, not every bathtub is going to have a python in it.
I mean, I started to judge her, but then when I thought about roosters, no way.
So many things in this world to be afraid of.
True. How do I go outside? What's your next tea bag?
Just like a lot of other Below Deck franchises, history, and that's just a little bit of history repeating.
Current references only.
That was a recent song, actually. Shirley Bassey and the Propellerheads. Probably about 10, 15 years old, maybe. But not like full-on Shirley Bassey in the...
I didn't know that 90s. Was an original. I thought they took a loop from Shirley Bassey doing it.
I
didn't
have.
Know.
I think that's
no,
an original.
That. Look at that.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a very gay song.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I was going to say deja vu of Gary wants a stew to go with them on the boat while the boys just do water sports, not the kind you're thinking of. That would be much better.
Not the kind Poodle's thinking of.
The boy, and as Daisy said later on, you're just fucking around on the on the water toys, and basically that's what was happening. And they had they because there's this outdated idea, this misogynistic idea. The it's hard for the men to serve drinks. We really need a girl to do that.
Okay, so that's what this all is about.
It happened last season. It's happened before.
Yeah, that's all. It's very a misogynist view on this.
Yeah. So they grab Lucy, and Lucy's there barely doing nothing. So the guys can just go around on the e-foils and have a good time. And Lucy's sitting there, maybe serving a couple drinks, but the men could have easily done that. And that's what Daisy's pissed about it. And she's probably rightfully pissed because Glenn's already been on their ass. And Daisy just wants both the women there, still training them, you know. And boy, she's pissed off when she gets up. And
With such an easy charter like this, that they're clearly, I mean, at one point, this is one of my teabags.
These people are lovely.
And literally,
lovely.
The guy gets up because he remembers he forgot to pick up his towels and he went to go pick them up.
Yeah.
And these people are lovely.
Contrast this charter with the last one, where the woman bled all over the bed.
Yeah.
And kept asking for towels.
And kept asking for towels. This is, what if next season this charter comes back, and what if it's Kelly and Justin as friends going out on the boat?
That's not going to happen, because Kelly Clarkson doesn't do this kind of stuff. She's in a different level of celebrity stardom. Sorry.
What? They're basically the same. How many Instagram followers did I bet? Let's see. I bet they're very similar. Let's see.
No.
Let's see. Kelly Clarkson has. Kelly Clarkson did get yelled out in that 40-year-old virgin movie. That helped her a lot. Kelly Clarkson has 1.5 million. Okay, that's a lot. Good for you, Kelly. And Justin Guarini has. So a little off. It's fine.
But 20,000?
37.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not bad. We're almost to that level.
We only have 19. So.
Y'all follow us on Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram.
We're terrible at it.
We used to be, but Caitlin and Christina are amazing at it. So I'm really proud of our Instagram now. It's entertaining.
It is entertaining.
Entertainment.
And entertaining. And informative. Less.
Y'all, but I'm calling this Drinkgate. And believe me, Drinkgate will come up again this season.
Oh, yeah. Daisy doesn't let go of things.
No.
So one other thing. Think about that tent pole of, and Daisy's going to be pissed off about it, and she's going to have to confront Gary about it later. And he's like, it's fine. I've learned it's better to lick Daisy's ass than, and I think he meant kiss her ass, but licking works too.
Licking works too.
It's better to lick Daisy's ass, like the South African he is, ass.
Ass.
Anyway, I did mine. So it's what's your next one?
I was just going to add to that it's not going to go well with her that Gary basically went over her head and called in Captain Glenn to get Lucy out there. Cause that's going to come. No. We saw next week that's going to now Captain Glenn. Cause look, Captain Glenn is probably going to always side with Gary.
Sadly, yes. What's interesting, why this works better on these, because these two have been together, well, these three have been together for three seasons now, and counting this one, they they're friends and they can have civil discussions and they'll fight about it and they'll get shitty about it, but they don't hold resentment.
They don't.
Yeah.
They don't.
So that's what's, I seriously doubt, I have a, Daisy has made some comments about this season. She's like, I'm never going into yachting again. That's, she's basically saying things like that. So who knows? But they still, they're still on each other's
Twitter?
Instagrams.
You mean on Twitter and things she's commented and said that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But that's Daisy. Anyway.
Anyway, so you, that was following up. But my actual next teabag is, raise your hand on this podcast is whenever you've talked about men, you've said, I love samples. I love to have samples.
I love a good sampling, y'all.
Y'all.
That's why I love Metze. I love tapas. I need to try everything before
yeah.
I settle.
Y'all, I think Mads is a poodle.
Here's the thing. These are single people. Why should these people who are calling out, and this segues into my teabag of these men just like Cro-Magnons basically pointing and going, her.
Well, because you know, I agree, because Mads, unlike Poodle too, says, I don't want to be with Chase because he doesn't have game at all.
Yeah. And Mads, and the thing about, this is the thing. People have gone over about the bro code between Gary and Chase and Alex. Y'all, Gary has never given one fuck about bro code. That's going to never change.
Never. I will. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I'm saying we know exactly who Gary is.
Yeah.
He has never acted that he cares about that.
You knew I was a snake. It's that kind of thing.
I mean, he even said at the end of the day, they're just deckhands.
You know what? I don't think I'll ever, I have a soft spot for Gary and I don't think I can never fully turn on him. Even as shitty as he gets, maybe I'll be wrong.
I do
I just
too.
Go, that's Gary, like a sitcom thing. That's Gary. Yeah.
It's true.
But what I was talking about is how Chase basically told Lucy that I'm really liking Mads. And I think Chase believes that that means that regardless of what any other man wants in the ship, I've talked to Alex and obviously I've said, and it means kind of like, well, she doesn't have really any choice in it because that is the damsel that I have put my sights on and that's going to happen. Yeah. And it's like, fuck off. It's open season. There are no rules.
What if the women get to choose?
Thank you. Well, they sadly do not get to choose on this boat. It's what seems like Mads is basically saying, I'll do what I want.
Love her. I really like her.
Yeah, I do too.
Love
so
her.
So with all of Chase's belly aching about kind of getting pouty at the end where he's like, I'm going to go to bed. I feel like I should just cry myself to sleep. Go do it. Cry, you little baby. It's like, it's fucking like frail straight boy egos. I just, this is open. This is a boat. There's going to be, you're going to fucking hook up with everybody.
You're on a boat.
You're on a boat,
dude. We're going to talk about, don't worry, y'all. We're going to talk more about male fragility when we come back right after the break.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux.
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volbella XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
One of my favorite parts about Below Deck Sailing Yacht, BDSM, BDSY.
BDSY!
Is the ever-looming homoeroticism.
Oh.
And it doesn't matter. It almost, maybe it's Parsifal 3. Maybe that boat is like, hey, if you come on me, you're going to get some gay vibes. Oh,
come on me, you're going to come on each other.
Parsifal. More like ass awesome.
The anchor done drops.
I'm named after an opera, but girl, I'm a show queen.
Wow.
That was
here come the sail, bitch. Hey. That's what she says when she flies by other boats.
Here's why I say this. First of all, we already know that Gary and Colin cuddle. Gary but the new male crew members, Chase is already kind of up on Colin, kind of like freaking him, that's the most Chase will ever do. However, then there's another scene.
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about.
Of Gary and Alex holding hands.
And what happened to your mind whenever that happened? And how many times did you go back and watch it?
I did replay it because I wanted to see if Alex was fine with it. And he kind of was. They looked like they were just skipping like girls. But then all of a sudden, they're teaching each other the French kiss.
Yeah, I missed that last part.
That's where I went.
It was
right after the double Dutch jumping rope.
I couldn't tell. Were they holding hands? I don't know the difference in grips, but you know how there's the hand in hand and then fingers interlaced?
I think they were interlaced.
I think they were interlaced as well, which means they've already fucked. That's what that means.
I don't know if that's what that means.
No, that means you can't interlace someone's fingers unless their dick has been in your butt.
Okay. Boy. I've really fucked a lot of people then.
Really fucked a lot. Well, that still stands.
Yikes.
Yeah, but there is always this home. I just.
Something about Parsifal 3.
I just really, I need a moment where like, I really want more than anything. It's like Gary and Colin to like be like, let's just go and talk about old times. And they just go in like the master's quarters. And it's just like Colin laying down and Gary kind of laying his head on Colin's stomach and they just talking and Colin just kind of plays with his hair.
Wow. I would love that.
I would lose my ever loving mind.
There's something about it that we're always kind of waiting for the next homoerotic gesture and I think it comes from, maybe it all comes from Gary and Colin and the ease they have with one another. I think it's Miss Parsifal. I think it's Miss Parsifal to the main stage.
To the main stage.
Don't tell me I look fat as a boat.
What? What? My next teabag, I missed something. Why does it stink so bad in Gary's room?
Because he farted.
Oh.
He just left it.
Oh.
Because he's a pig.
He's a pig.
And he still gets all the girls. Like the same, as you say, same script, different cast.
Same script, different cast. This is a replay of my life. I was a fool too many times.
I really need to listen to that song because you quote it so much.
Oh, it's such a good. It's literally, it's so gay. It's Whitney Houston and Deborah motherfucking Cox.
I need to have that on a mix just, somewhere.
Oh, I'm surprised you haven't heard the Thunderpass mix of it.
Because there is,
whatever. There, it's of it. It's just like, and like, it's like, same script, different.
Y'all, I've said this before.
Bum, 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 bum.
A Thunderpuss remix of a Whitney Houston song can make your man gay.
Yeah.
It is that powerful.
It sends gay men into orbit. It really does.
I hear it's not right, but it's okay. That my head is popping off of my neck.
Oh,
and it's just it's like so vodka true. Soda just spewing it's, out.
And
glitter.
And excess lube.
It's not right. It's not right. It's not right. And at one point, I just like. And even though I can't do it, I do a death drop in the middle of the dance floor. That's the power a Thunderpuss Whitney Houston remix gives me.
I don't death drop. I just crouch down.
Oh boy, those songs held power.
They do hold power.
Those mixes hold power.
That is a great way to put it. Some songs hold power.
Oh my god.
Where are we?
I need to get back to heaven. How do I get back to ground?
I think this I need to have sex. I gotta have my brain rattled or something. That took out too much.
So I want to know, that was me. I think it's your teabag time.
Okay. So, I already talked about the guests cleaning up their towel. Okay. So let's talk about, I would say if we had drink gate, let's talk about dick swinging gate of Gary and Chase, y'all. All this is about is Chase is 100% out of line and needs to shut his fucking mouth.
That's where I
that's, it's clear
I
to
landed
me.
There too.
Not complicated.
And the other thing I just keep thinking about is why does Alex not have a problem with Gary?
Oh, yeah. Think about what we saw next week. I think
that's true.
Because remember, because Alex next week starts fucking around with, is it Lucy or Mads? I forgot who's who.
Alex wants longer. Mads.
And so then, and because this, y'all, because again, it's going to be interesting to see. We're not saying Gary's right. Like Poodle said, it's like an 80s sitcom of like, that's Gary. But
have you watched, they have to have watched the show before.
Exactly. Yes. That's where I'm kind of like, did you think this guy, I guess we just.
He's a dirtbag. I know it.
That's why it's going to be so good later on when we see Colin and Daisy hook up, because Gary's going to get a taste of his own medicine.
Well, and you notice that there's that moment when Gary and Daisy are smoking where he goes, I'm just a little bit jealous of you with Alex. And the weird thing, y'all, is Gary is so. Has so little filter that he has something to say or an emotion and he completely lets it go.
I feel like that's what, you know,
it's
Daisy,
a superpower in a way.
I think that's why he gets why he has a lot of pull, because I think, like Daisy said, I don't know what to take Gary seriously or not, because he acts the same with me that he does with every woman.
Did you just say the word pulled like pool?
I said he has a lot of pull.
Say it again. No, I just want to
pull. Pull. He has a lot of pull.
Oh no, I thought I heard pool.
No. Maybe I overcorrected. He has a lot of pool. Pool. I don't. Gary Rovat.
I thought it might be P O O L, and I was trying to figure out what you meant, but I realized you were saying pull.
Again, sometimes I will say on words like that, I've noticed these rubber bands sometimes make it hard for me to talk.
I know. That's what I can tell.
Yeah, they do. Like any or awkward. I have to work more for those. But my plight, boy, what I have to go through just to be understood.
It's so hard for you.
What I was saying though is, I think that's why Gary gets game because
I agree with you.
He's the same with women, and he, like you just said it, he's so bluntly honest with them. Women know immediately this guy's a player. He's not going to be here for the long haul. He just wants to have fun and bang, and that's
it. And so do they.
Yeah. And I think it speaks to so many guys try to be a mystery or so confusing to women. And so many women that are especially that are usually more emotionally intelligent than a lot of men, are just like
all of them.
Are
more like emotionally intelligent. Most
y'all, men. Straight males who are listening, you want to have game with women, just be fucking clear on what you want and don't play bullshit
games.
Or don't think if I tell her this, then she's going to be upset and be a weird quote girl. Fuck that shit. Just tell them what they want.
Don't be aloof. Don't be, totally. I agree.
What's your next tea bag?
I think, I think I called it earlier that I thought Alicia might flame out. I think she's aware of, now I think she might be aware of her limitations, and she's like, that's when she said, good. I'm going to think that dinner starts an hour earlier so I can make sure I'm prepared. And she's kind of beating herself up. She said, in a little confessional moment, she's like, I have survivor's guilt. My mother lost two children. And so I think I have to do the best, achieve the most. And you feel for her there. And you know it's hard being Jennifer Coolidge's assistant. And wearing those dumpy clothes. I'm sorry. I realized it and I was like, I can't. I
thought you were making a point just for a joke. Well, but you
know, I wanted to say the joke was on it, but the joke was just the cherry.
But you bring up a good point. We're three episodes in and we kind of start to see the dynamics of the crew. If anyone leaves the ship, who do we think? What are our predictions? Who do we think it's going to be?
Chase.
I think Chase too, but why?
It won't be all Gary. I think he might say, I'm not happy here. Or he might, I think it's hard for him to gel sometimes. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is super laid back in this crew. And Chase is the one who is kind of bristling with some things.
I agree. I think everyone, I agree with you. Yeah.
It's early still for me, and maybe he'll kind of there's not a lot of places on, especially with below deck sailing yacht, there's not a lot of places for people who are really kind of bucking the system. You don't buck Gary, you don't buck Daisy.
No.
I
do think though, in any season I've seen, this has the most promise for all the cast to stay.
I agree. Both the stews seem very normal and fun.
Are there seasons? Are there seasons when that happens? Because the only seasons we've watched the below deck, someone always leaves.
The season you didn't see, season two, is when two stews were fighting over Gary, and then I believe one of them did leave. I went back the show.
But I mean, I'm talking about below deck. Period. Med. Below deck,
there's always sailing yachts.
Everyone, every season we watch together, someone always leaves.
There have been some of the earlier seasons, they all didn't leave, or one didn't leave. Most of the time, it's someone who's not good at their job. Usually that third stew slot or the third deck slot. Or someone who was just cast, but and they're you realize three episodes in and they're completely incompetent, or they can't get along with people. And sometimes when they're kind of good at their job, like Riley, but they had some failings. But the fireworks between them and every South African crew member, because she would just fling it right back at their face. And they kept her for that reason. There've been a couple seasons where they all kind of stay. I think I can't remember every season. Especially the earlier Below Deck seasons. Yeah, but you're right. Most of the ones that we've seen, I think, is because casting gets creative.
Enter exit Magda.
Or Ray Gun.
Oh, Ray Gun. Oh, Ray Gun.
Ray Gun from Med. Yeah.
Wow.
Just smoking.
I don't have anything else except just to talk about, except, okay. What was Gary talking about? They go out and they go eat and they're sitting in this hot tub and Gary and Mads are really drunk in the hot tub and Chase is in the hot tub too. Is Gary feeling of Chase's leg and his leg is hairy? Alex was it.
That was another homoerotic point that I wanted to bring up.
To me what happened, because my eyes kind of glazed over, and when I woke up, I had fallen back in my chair. I can't really remember it.
Alex says it was Chase's leg when he was touching that leg. It was Chase's leg, and it was so hairy. And I know it was something. And Alex literally passes out in the hot tub. That one's staying around. Every time you can do a good joke to punctuate it, you always destroy it with the next one.
It keeps going. I forget.
Can we get that button unstuck?
I don't think so. It's
just once. Can we have a clean comedy routine where we just hit it and then move on? Just once. Just once, can we find a way to make it right? Oh, by the way, thank you for everyone sending me that PM Dawn song. I bet you I've gotten like 50 DMs. That song, Is It My Turn? Which is the song called I Would Die Without You.
Die Without You, PM Dawn. I don't even remember.
Like you knew it.
Oh, I know. Well, 100%. I love the Boomerang soundtrack. That was one of my favorite soundtracks as a kid.
Well, why when I went, is it my turn? You just glossed and moved on.
You know, when people were doing this, I was like, I don't even remember Poodle talking about that song. So I don't think I was listening. I was like, whoa, what are we talking about? PM Dawn. I love PM Dawn.
You could have solved the problem.
Oh, it's a good song. Die Without You.
Listen. Well, boy, I guess I should have just asked you what it was.
I remember Boomerang. That was a pivotal movie in my youth.
None of this matters because you just ignored it.
I did ignore it.
And moved on.
Because that was...
Ivan said, what's that song? And you looked at me and go, I don't know.
It was like, I think Shanice had a song on that album. I love that album. I'm going to have to go listen to that. What is on that? You're taking me back now.
Riveting. I did know anyway. Set Adrift on Memory Bliss and a couple other PM Dawn songs.
Yes, Grace Jones, 7 Day Week. Oh, I want to listen to that soundtrack now. Sorry. Where are we?
I don't think I have anything else to say except for Gary... tells, this is so interesting. He knows exactly what to say to get her to make out with him.
Exactly.
He says, my deckies are fighting over you. And then she goes, I'm not going to be conquered by it. Men's don't control me, like Juliana. And he kind of leans in. She's like, well, fuck it. I'll show these boys. That's a kind of move that I would make. I loved it.
I bet she'll end up making out with Alex still too.
Oh yeah. I'm all for it. She's not into Chase though. I think Chase may get a bad taste in his mouth.
Now, before we go, I think he'll get a bad taste in his mouth too. I realized we almost forgot. There was penis talk on this episode too.
I wanted to bring this up too. Okay. The first type of penis talk is, I think it was Alex said that his curves to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one point, Daisy says, Alex is small.
Alex is small, but she said the curve is good. And then Chase says, he doesn't say big or small. He just says
it's straight like a torpedo.
Straight like a torpedo.
He's got a pink white boy dick.
So I think this leads to the discussion. Poodle, it's time to use the gift. We haven't discussed
it. For these two?
For all of them. We've talked about Colleen, but let's just go. Let's do, shall we, as my English teacher said, a compare and contrast.
I think they're right about Alex. I think the curve is helpful.
Okay.
Gets around and it can rearrange the furniture, if you will.
Okay, yeah.
I think he kind of knows what he's doing if he's sober, which I don't know how often that would be.
I don't think Alex, you say kind of, I feel like I agree with you all on the dick stuff. I kind of feel like even less than Chase, I feel like Alex is probably the worst in bed.
I could see that. I think Chase finishes really quickly, which is almost worse.
I don't know. I feel like Chase, not that I love Chase.
He's not confident.
But I also feel like that he has more to prove.
But
you like Alex is going to swing his hair around.
That doesn't matter. When they have a lot to prove, they're even worse. They finish even faster.
I mean, who knows? You said that about Deontay. And from our Lindsay interview, y'all, you got to listen this Friday because Lindsay dropped some tea about Deontay. We're not going to tell you what, but let's just say it was piping hot.
It was.
Okay.
Probing, so, if you will. Probing. I
mean, probing. We've already discussed, y'all. Colin's the best fucking lay on the whole goddamn ship. Full stop.
He is.
And I think, well,
Gary has gone on record to say he has a small penis.
He has. So who the largest dick is beholden to whom, Poodle?
Captain Glenn. Just swinging it.
I agree. I think it's Captain Glenn that has the biggest dick on this boat.
You know what? It might not be the biggest dick, but he knows what to do with it.
He knows what to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. I think, none of these men strike me as being like ridiculously hung. That's just,
yeah.
Yeah. I do believe Colin's the best lay on the ship.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
All right.
That's the show, everybody.
The dick library is closed.
Yeah.
I will say the prettiest penis belongs to Chase, though. It's the prettiest penis on the boat.
I think it is, yeah.
Prettiest penis.
Got a perfect little vein that just goes right where you want
little
it to
head.
Go.
Just a little soldier.
Aye, aye, Captain! That he minds his orders.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. That's the show. You can go to realitygaze.com. And we went on a journey on this episode, so we appreciate
it. If we've offended you, fuck you.
And leave a podcast review while you're at it. You can do that via Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts.
If we've offended you, we've taken you to a place in your experience that at least elevated you or made you think differently.
All right.
There you go.
Now you just sound pretentious.
You're welcome.
We got to go, everybody. Leave us a review. Thank you so much. We enjoyed being here, and then we'll see you next week. But until then, it's what, Poods?
Anchors again. Yay. Like, first of all, I'm on a game ball, possible. Lights.
becomes unattractive to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.